gang members targeting, watching your home and your family. It's happening in America. That's what we're going to talk about. Is your home safe? Folks, it doesn't get much worse than gangs, some in ghillie suits, sniper suits, watching homes.
Tonight,
watching people gum and go from their own homes for the express purposes of breaking in and robbing them of the things that we all have worked hard to build over our lifetimes. I just want to be clear. If that doesn't concern you, if you're not concerned about protecting your family and protecting the things you've worked hard against thugs and criminals from other countries who come here expressly to target you and steal your things, then I don't know what's going to get your attention. Folks, we're living in a very different America. I think I've been very clear that the whole goal of myself, our team, is to help prepare you for the storm that is here. It's not coming. The hurricane has begun to come ashore. We're seeing things like rampant crime. We're seeing terrorists cross the border at record levels. And oh, by the way, it's one thing to be targeted by a gang. It's another thing to be targeted by an organized, skilled, trained group of terrorists. So is your home safe? I want you to think about this with me just for a couple minutes. We're going to talk about some really important things here, folks. And I want you to really think about, is your home safe? Here's what we know. This group came from another country and is highly skilled. I've been reading some of the research on how they're doing what they're doing. It's scary. They actually wear ghillie suits in the Marine Corps. Those are the suits that our snipers wear when they want to get in close to a potential target and yet not be seen, not be detected, and no alarms are given. That's what these folks are wearing. They're very patient. They're going into neighborhoods and targeting multiple homes. What do I mean by targeting? They're watching you. They're watching your family come and go. They're watching the routines. Are garage doors open? They're identifying weak spots. And the question is, do you have a plan for that? Because as they're carefully planning their attack on your home, my question is, are you carefully planning your defense of your home? See, because if you know your weak spots, then you're going to be able to fortify your weak spots. That's a big thing in the military. It's a big thing in law enforcement. We want to predict as much as we can how the enemy may attack us, and more importantly, how we may attack them. Because the reality is it's not going well for the average person in the United States in terms of the court systems. Here's what I know. Several of these folks have been arrested, and guess what? They bonded out right away. And they disappear. So the gangs that we would have the opportunity to debrief, learn from, identify where the stolen property, they smile as they walk out of the courtroom after some judges just let them go. And oh, by the way, they're stealing hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars worth of stuff. So can they afford a good attorney? You betcha. So their plan is clear. The question is your plan clear? Let's think about it for a minute. They're targeting, they're watching, they're also attacking at the weak spots, which, by the way, their weak spots that they've identified consistently are second floor windows and doors. You know, I consult with a lot of very high-end homeowners, and traditionally, the second floor is not something homeowners want to invest in because they don't think that someone's realistically going to get up there. Although we watch on the video, if you watch multiple videos of these occurrences, they are absolutely attacking weak spots. So the question is, are all your windows and doors hardened, secure, especially on the second floor? Are you hardened up, so to speak, basement windows? Because any of those can be points of attack. So that's the first question I'll ask you. Are your windows and doors hardened? The second thing I'm going to ask you, do you have proactive technology? Now, proactive technology is very different than reactive technology. Reactive technology are cameras that you can go to and show the detectives nice pictures of hooded folks that you can't possibly identify. Proactive technology means that they are utilizing analytics. They're identifying threats even from the roadway and beginning the process of alerting and notifying even police if you've got it set up that way. So given that they're only taking 15 minutes, would it be important that the police got there within five? Proactive technology, access control. You've got sensors, ground motions technology. All of this stuff so easily integrates, but you got to prepare for it. So do you have proactive technology? Do you store your valuables in a truly safe place? In this particular case, it was a safe bolted to the floor in the master bedroom. I got a newsflash for you. That's not necessarily a place that crooks aren't going to look. So the question becomes, how do you create truly safe areas? And some of that is creative, but some of it's just real practical. Obviously, safes are easily cut into or opened by professionals. So the question becomes, where do we store our valuables? It, obviously, if it's, you know, high levels of valuables, you want to have offsite storage. You want to have safety deposit boxes and places like that. But where are you currently storing your valuables, your family things? Now, here's the most important question, and this is the fourth one. What are you willing to do now to protect your family in the days ahead? Because these folks just happen to want your property. Others in countries I've been in, they want more than your property. They may want you. They may want to kidnap for ransom. Let me tell you, I lived in San Diego. I was an agent in San Diego. San Diego is a hop, skip, and a jump from Mexico. And so if you're a wealthy homeowner in San Diego, you ought to be way more concerned with what they potentially would do gaining entry easily into your house if you're there than your property being stolen. Property can be replaced. So four questions. Are your doors and windows, are the hardened areas, basement windows, are all of those reinforced? Number two, do you have a proactive technology-based system that can alert you and hopefully alarm to make it not happen? Number three, where do you store your valuables? There are systems out there now where you can harden walls, make it ballistic. There's just all kinds of ways you can create safe areas. I would ask you to think about that. But then number four, what are you willing to do? Because folks, again, those of you that know me, you know I'm not a prophet of doom. I have a very strong faith, and I believe in the end everything's going to work out. But I think we're going into some very difficult times right now. So what are you willing to do now to protect your family, to keep your family safe? Because I'll guarantee you, if needed, that will be the most important investment you've ever made in your life. So I hope this is helpful for you. I hope that your homes do become safe areas, safe places, safe zones, because you, like me, see the storm that's here, know it's going to get more challenging in the days ahead, and you're taking proactive steps based on love of your family and others to make sure that you're prepared for the storm. Just like a Cat 5 hurricane coming ashore, we don't wait till the last minute. We get on it as soon as we see it coming. So I hope this is helpful to you folks. I hope and pray that you stay safe out there. God bless you. We'll see you next time.